is filling with adrenaline right now. Whether you know it or not, your heart's beating fast. It's getting a little harder to breathe. The neurobiological system is telling it to run, but your knees are too weak to move.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger, unafraid, right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. 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 Radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane? Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain? Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? We're ahead of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to the train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're going to win at the borders. We're going to win, and we're going to keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before. Greater than ever before.
October 15th, 2023. Let's keep the truth alive and be generous with your contribution to Revolution Radio. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account that I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up on freedomslips.org and automatically donate $5 or more per month. It's so easy. And if you don't send a donation to Revolution Radio, please send a generous donation to Dr. Johnny. We've all really been working hard to get you the truth and the news you can use. So your donation will really be appreciated and keeps Dr. Johnny on the air. And if you only have a phone and you want to hear my show, call in every Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time at 641-793-2531, or go on your computer just go to freedomslips.org and scroll down to Studio B and click the little green arrow, and you will hear live The Master Survivor Beyond PhD, where Dr. Johnny will bring you hope, health, and happiness, but most important of all, the truth about our world, and give you the tools to help you survive and thrive. I am your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, best-selling author, master survivor, and virus recovery expert. Well, as the world debated Hamas's surprise attack on Israel, another unprecedented assault occurred closer to home this past Saturday, not yesterday, but Saturday a week ago, with Black Hats launching a shocking attack on the White Hat installation in Georgia, as rockets fell on Israel, questioning the efficacy of its Iron Dome. Scores of federal agents, deep state federal agents, supported by Biden loyalists from the California Army National Guard, stormed the gates of Marine Corps Logistics Base in Albany, Georgia, it's a non-combat post whose mission is to repair and rebuild ground combat and combat support equipment. It's home to approximately 600 Marines and 2,000 part-time civilian contractors, most of whom live on the economy. Just paid contractors. Dr. Johnny's learned the base had a secondary function, housing certain deep state prisoners awaiting transportation to Guantanamo Bay. The pandemonium started at 3 o'clock a.m. Saturday. Sentries stationed at the canopy-covered guard shacks took fire as an estimated 120 guardsmen and criminal FBI agents appeared near the woodsy hedge line on the either side of the road and blitzed the sheds. The enemies at the gate overwhelmed four Marine guards, of whom three died immediately and one retreated and radioed for assistance. Six FBI armored tactical vehicles pushed past the entrance and inched toward the detention center that held an unsuspected number of deep state detainees. As the base went to battle stations, two Hellfire air-to-ground missiles, presumably drone launch, struck supply and repair depots on the east and west sides of the base, respectively. Firefighters and EMTs were ambushed by insurgent guardsmen while en route to the blast. A fire wagon was destroyed and several firefighters were killed. By then, news of the murderous attack had reached General Eric M. Smith's office, who put White Hat control bases nationwide on high alert in case the unprovoked assault was part of a broader invasion. He instructed the station's commander, Colonel Michael Fitzgerald, to annihilate deep state insurgents with extreme prejudice and to reinforce the detention centers. The 16 Marines tasked with guarding the deep state prisoners were pinned down and low on ammunition by the time backup arrived at 3:15 a.m. The enemy had emptied several magazines at the windows and launched grenades at the holding cell's edifice. Their shells chunked the facade, but the building's two-foot-thick reinforced masonry survived the onslaught. A 40-millimeter grenade bounced off the concrete and landed at the feet of two guardsmen, cutting them to ribbons when it detonated. Marine reinforcements flanked the deep states and opened fire. Elsewhere, those feds were in run and gun skirmishes with Marines trying to draw them further away from the detention block. The dead and wounded, Marines, feds, and civilians alike were scattered about the streets. As the firefight raged on, an intrepid Marine platoon initiated the feds' path and from the rooftops picked them off one by one, dropping a dozen as other feds seeking to escape route found themselves trapped in kill boxes. Some dropped their weapons and offered to surrender, but Marines were not feeling very merciful, not that day. By 3:30, every able-bodied Marine, exact count unknown, was locked and loaded and hunting the enemy. My source in General Smith's office later said the enemy's brutality was unfathomable. They ambushed civilian nurses and corpsmen who were assembling a mobile triage center. A corpsman was shot in the back while treating a Marine with a sucking chest wound. Nearby, Marines had just destroyed two FBI tactical trucks, overheard the screams and retaliated, gunning down a mix of feds and guardsmen, and then shielding the triage tent from more enemy incursions. The 12 Marines hunkered down and fought off several waves of attackers. By 4 a.m., the echoes of enemy gunfire had diminished and receded. Ambulatory feds and guardsmen abandoned their vehicles and fled on foot. My source put the number of enemy casualties at 54 dead and 34 wounded, although he would not presently disclose the Marine Corps casualty metrics. He said many good Marines died. He called the attack the most egregious escalation of conflict since Christmas massacre at Guantanamo Bay. We lost a lot of good men, but this senseless attack won't go unanswered. It shows our combat readiness. Yeah, all the Marines were trained to kill, but most of these guys weren't seasoned fighters, and they were still whooped. And they still whoop some deep state ass. Somehow they learned we were keeping detainees there to be transferred, and I imagine they wanted one or more of them, and that's why they did drop these hellfires on the jail. We relocated all of them right after it went down, my source said. Then, of course, we had the Gerald Ford Carrier Battle Group dropped anchor in the Mediterranean Sea this last Sunday night in repudiation of the criminal Biden regime authority over the U.S. military assets, with senior leadership saying they would not follow questionable orders that could needlessly endanger sailors and plunge the nation into international conflict. High-ranking military sources told Dr. Johnny. On Sunday, the fake president and his criminal assets, associates, fraudulent Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, corrupt chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Charles Q. Brown, and alleged pedophile John Kirby announced they were sending warships to the Mediterranean Sea in response to Hamas rocket attack on Israel. The carrier and its escorts are tantamount to a floating fortress, including 7,500 sailors across 6 surface ships, each able to start or thwart a war, and 2 fast-tack submarines reportedly armed with nuclear-tipped torpedoes. Its precise location in transit is kept secret for operational security, and even media aboard the ships were forbidden from broadcasting its whereabouts. However, sources reveal that the strike group was within an arm's reach, figuratively, of Israel when Vice Admiral Thomas Ishii, commander of the 6th Fleet, issued a fleet-wide announcement to drop anchor and await further orders. Sources say Ishii and the strike group captains held a video conference to discuss the Mideast crisis and the Biden regime's illegitimacy. 4 captains said Biden had stolen the election of 2022 presidential election and therefore his orders were invalid and unconstitutional, while 2 captains expressed uncertainties over which President Trump or Biden was the commander-in-chief of the armed forces. Ishii said National Command Authority, a term used by the Department of Defense to refer to the ultimate source of lawful military orders, had been compromised, and that only Donald Trump, President Donald J. Trump, he said, had the power to mobilize the fleet. The intricacies and nuances of the conversation are unknown by reasonable understandings, but we are told that after a 2-hour conference, all 6 captains supported Ishii's decision and told crews the ships would hold fast until further notice. At this time, Dr. Johnny does not know if the ship's captains gave crews their reason for issuing an all-stop orders. My source said Ishii spoke with 4 Republican House Armed Services Committee members and House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan before conferring with the captains. The battle group has the support they need. It's important to understand that this isn't about Israel or Hamas or picking sides. It's about if a criminal and a make-believe president controls the billions of dollars of hardware and service members' lives. If President Trump tells them to go, they go. If he tells them to turn around, they turn around. It's as simple as that. His is the deciding voice, not the cabals. The sailors on these ships will respect that. But some people on the Gerald Ford didn't like it when the ship stopped, my source said. When the Gerald Ford came to a dead stop, an onboard MSNBC film crew demanded answers. They harassed the ship's command master chief and executive officer, demanding to speak with the captain. Why are we stopping? They said. We must get to Israel. Who gave this orders? Does President Biden know about all this? The cameras were confiscated and they were tossed in the brig. President Trump had been appraised of the developments. We really have to look at the history to gain a real perspective. Now, Greg Reese gave a report about the infamous Albert Pike letter to Mazzini, known as the Illuminati plan for 3 world wars. And I wanted to read you the transcript of his short report. It's only like 3 or 4 minutes. But this is important to understand how these wars, World War I, World War II, and they're trying their best to start World War III. So, this Illuminati plan for 3 world wars was allegedly written by Albert Pike in 1871. The letter outlines a plan to foment 3 world wars in an attempt to take over the world. In the letter, it claimed the letter was on display in the British Museum Library until 1977. But the British Museum denies this claim. Interesting. Some suggest that the use of the word Nazism in 1871 proves that the letter is a fraud. And others say the same about Zionism, but Zionism existed back then. Zionism was made official in the late 1800s as a non-religious nationalist movement, arguing that the Bible was proof that the Jews had a lawful claim to the land of Palestine, an area that was currently inhabited by a population that has lived there relatively peaceful for centuries. Around the alleged writing of this Albert Pike letter, Jews began immigrating to Palestine with the intention of someday creating a state of Israel, which didn't happen until 1948, World War II, and after the creation, you know, this is after World War II and after, and then the creation of the United Nations. Albert Pike joined the Fraternal Independent Order of Odd Fellows in 1840. By 1859, he was elected Sovereign Grand Commander of the Scottish Rite Southern Jurisdiction and remained Sovereign Grand Commander for the rest of his life. He was definitely aware of Zionism, and if this Illuminati plan is true, then his use of the word Nazi is also plausible. Either way, the letter is worth a read, and I'll give you a closer look right now. And as we get into the end game, the more accurate this letter appears to be. I will read you now the Illuminati plan for three world wars. The First World War must be brought about in order to overthrow the Tsars in Russia and make that country a fortress of atheistic communism. The divergence caused by agents of the Illuminati between the British and the Germanic empires will be used to format this war. After the war, communism will be used to destroy other governments and weaken religions. Now, this is written in 1871, folks, okay? Then, the Second World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences between fascists and the political Zionists. This war must be brought about so that Nazism is destroyed and political Zionism is strong enough to institute a sovereign state of Israel in Palestine. During the Second World War, international communism must become strong enough to balance Christianity, which would be restrained and held in check until the time when we need it for the final social cataclysm. Then he writes about World War III. The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agents of Illuminati between the political Zionists and leaders of Islam. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam and political Zionists mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economic exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we should provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, the origin of savagery, and the most bloody turmoil. Then elsewhere, the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity whose dualistic spirits will from that moment be without a compass or a direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out into public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. Now, whoever wrote this letter had a vision to see where all this is going, had a vision for the future, or they're following this plan. And by manipulating our beliefs and emotions, mankind has been herded into these wars like cattle led to slaughter. President Trump's goal is to end this satanic pattern, bring the world back into peace and harmony to make that happen quicker, and end this war with the Satanists. Now, folks, that's the history written in 1871. Are they following that plan? It sure looks like it. Sure looks like the Illuminati is following that plan. And right now they're trying to disrupt our whole nation. A few White Hat Council members feel that they should mimic Hamas's cruelty and barbarism in their seemingly eternal battles against the deep state, right in our own country. According to the transcript of a council meeting held the following, that the deep state's assault on the center in Albany, Georgia last week, they said we should follow Hamas's tactics and go after the deep state just like that. We received permission to review the report under the condition we do not attribute incendiary quotes to any individual officers, which I promise, as I do always. We were told to decide for ourselves which statements meet the definition, and we hope we've abided by that request per journalistic standards for this show. Although all 12 members condemned the rocket bombardment and subsequent kidnapping, torture, and murder of Israeli civilians, this is the White Hat Council. The three applauded Hamas's ingenuity and resolve, saying the militants' counterintelligence surpassed their own, citing their failure to intuit Saturday's deep state attack on MCLB Albany, Georgia, that strategic military compound. Colonel John Bishop, 3rd Special Forces Group Commander, blamed the White Hat's Vanguard of Intelligence, U.S. Army Cyber Command, and Marine Corps Cyberspace Command for either not intercepting or improperly deciphering deep state chatter that could have allowed White Hats to avert the attack, possibly with preemptive strike. He posited the possibility of deep staters infiltrating Cyber Command, which General Smith countered by saying, "My people vetted all intelligence operatives who also take frequent polygraphs," said General Smith. He stood by his men. "Not even with 10,000 specialists working around the clock, we would catch everything," General Smith said. "It's easy to highlight failures and missed opportunities while ignoring successes. We can't afford missed opportunities, sir." "Not now," Bishop said. Their conversations alluded to failure we hadn't heard about, mysterious death of U.S. Army Major Andrew Corder, who in March was participating in a multinational military exercise in Thailand, who, when he was found unresponsive in the bathroom after his fellow soldiers kicked the door open, his body had been taken to Bangkok Hospital for an autopsy, but by Lloyd Austin's orders, the Department of Defense forbade the General Hospital's request, saying the Department of Defense would investigate the cause of death once Carter's corpse was repatriated. The Department of Defense would later say no foul play was involved. Oh, bull. However, Colonel Bishop and Carter was an invaluable white hat asset who died of natural causes with two bullets in the head. That's what the deep state said. He died of natural causes, but he had two bullets in the head. It's time to Hamas on the deep state, a council member said. No more games. No more getting picked off. No more surprises. Another said, I agree. Let's go full throttle Hamas on the cabal here in America. We know the corrupt officers and where they are, and the politicians, and where they live and work. I'm not saying we'll put the innocent at risk, or kids or family, but we've been trained to mitigate those risks. But all we've done is to be reactive and not be proactive. With FEMA, we're reactive. With Maui, we were reactive. We're solving problems that never should have become problems in the first place. When you took over General Berger, sir, you said you changed tactics, but we're trotting the same path. Those Hamas guys, and I think they're filthy animals, but their leadership knows how to carry out a valid op. Are you suggesting, said General Smith, we just go in guns blazing, carefree, willy-nilly? It might be better than sneaking around in the dark, another council member said. I won't oppose public beheadings either. As always, General Smith said he took seriously all advisements and would give them consideration. The rest of the conversation was benign banter and discussions on improving security on vulnerable installations. Their talk, however, revealed the extent of Marine casualties at the Albany, Georgia installation, 12 dead and 21 injured, with 14 requiring hospitalization. The frustration's been building because they want genuine criminals, not clones or body doubles. Just last week, White Hats on Saturday confirmed that Barack Hussein Obama, long suspected of running the deep state from abroad and pulling the strings of the entire Biden regime, had at least one clone and possibly many more. The United States Special Forces on Friday killed a 3-man Secret Service detail that had been protecting what appeared to be Barack Hussein Obama as his quartet strolled the sands of Fairmont Heights Beach in Massachusetts, a ferry ride away from Obama's Martha's Vineyard Fortress. The previous day, U.S. Army Cyber Command intercepted an unencrypted email from Tina Tetchin, an executive vice president of the Obama Foundation, to the Connecticut House of Representatives Jim Himes. In the letter, Tetchin, she said, was writing at the bequest of President Obama, who wanted Himes to know he would be taking an exercise jog in Falmont the following afternoon, and that Himes was welcome to join him if his schedule allowed. We have things to talk about. The correspondence, my source said, aroused immediate suspicion because Obama's unpublished travel plans are always encrypted and nearly unbreakable encryption. However, Cyber Command did not detect a reply to the query if Himes sent one. The email went up the chain of command to General Smith at Camp Pendleton, and he, after conferring with White Hat Counsel, felt the letter deserved an investigation. just in case the sender goofed and Obama actually showed up in Fairmont. And since Tetchin precisely named the rendezvous point, he had little to lose as long as special forces avoid any traps or ambushes that might await them. Before sunset Friday, a black limousine with tinted windows pulled in the sandy parking area at Oyster Pond Road on Surf Drive intersection next to the paved bike path abutting to the beach. Three men in somber suits with blue ties exited the limo, followed by a 6'2" wiry black male who looked precisely like Obama, elephant ears and all. Encircled by the federal trio, Obama, wearing a blue track suit and a pair of spotless Nike basketball shoes, started the warm-up exercises, touching his toes, twisting his lanky neck as he boasted to agents about his unrivaled athleticism. After a few deep knee bends, he said he was ready to run and told the agents to keep pace with him, though they wore starched shirts and Oxford shoes. They were jogging to the bicycle path when four incognito special forces soldiers converged on them with sidearms drawn and ordered Obama's security to drop to their knees and place their hands atop their heads. They said, "What's going on here? Who are you men? Is this an exercise?" Obama said. "Stay behind me, Mr. President," an agent said, his hand dipping inside his blaster. Two bullets struck the agent's head as he fell. A second fed a gun in hand, and he fell, leaping in front of Obama, screamed into his lapel microphone for backup. He discharged a single round, missing wide, and his shot went off into the air. The last agent fell to a volley of gunfire and also hit Obama, now grasping and wheezing on the ground. The special forces lead held Obama's wrist and felt his fading pulse. "Why?" Obama gurgled as he died. "Why?" Inexplicably, the body spontaneously combusted. It caught on fire, starting at the both hands and then spreading to the arms and the chest. Special forces tried to extinguish the flames with sand and water, but their efforts were in vain. The flames were rapid, charring the body flesh. "Check his feet," special forces lead said, who had been trained to spot body doubles and clones. They swiftly yanked off Obama's socks and sneakers and saw he had flat feet, a dead giveaway, and that his sneakers had been augmented to fit people with fallen arches. They pulled down his pants, and Obama had no genitals, another telltale sign, indicator of cloning. It was a clone that was set to become spontaneously, explode. But fortunately for the special forces, they caught it in time before it killed them. The body became too hot to touch and was soon consumed by fire, even after they put it in the water. It kept burning after they put it in the water. "We have the remains, some bones, some teeth," my source said. "The burning thing is a fail-safe we haven't seen before. We know they can be programmed during maturation and recalled when they're near expiration, but this one's a new one for us. I don't know if we learn much from what's little left." I asked my source a question: does a clone mimic a human without realizing it has no genitals? And of course, clones don't really have emotions per se, so you know, a real cute girl could come up to a guy clone and really wouldn't do much as far as arousal because there is no genitals. These abnormalities, abdomination, these abnormalities are hatched in cylinders by some truly evil men. They're not God. We don't have all the answers, my source said. And I asked whether Representative Himes ever arrived at the beach. No sign of him, he said. If he had, he'd likely be dead right now. So this massive so-called attack by Hamas against Israel last week proves the Khazarian mafia just don't get it. Like the boy who cried wolf, they have lost the ability to fool and manipulate the world with their stage incidents. According to the Jerusalem Post, this is according to the Jerusalem Post, one of the main newspapers in Israel, says that 86% of the citizens blame Benjamin Netanyahu for the attacks. Most of the war is stage theater. However, there are people getting killed and some destroyed buildings, a controlled demolitions, but not the numbers of deaths that is being reported. Still, this is ritual theater, the mass sacrifice to Satan last week of Jews and Palestinians by the would-be God King Benjamin Netanyahu, is a glaring example, despite posting horrific and heart-wrenching images of suffering Israelis in their corporate propaganda press. Nobody was fooled except for a small remaining pocket of Kool-Aid drinkers. Here's the real story of what happened behind the scenes, according to Mossad, MI6, as well as Russian FSB sources. The lead head of MI6, who happens to be Jewish, said the Khazarian mafia has always used the Jewish people and Judaism as a human shield for their satanic and nefarious purposes. They are a deeply rotten, well-known, and well-hated bunch of creeps, he said. We went on a false flag footing nearly instantly after hearing about it. Mossad sources agreed, noting that the Gaza Strip and the West Bank were so thoroughly monitored by Israelis that not even a grain of rice could enter there without them knowing about it. In other words, the massive attack on Israel by Hamas had to have been orchestrated by Benjamin Netanyahu and his minions. No question about it. A Russian FSB source described the situation as follows, and I quote, about 60 people, including Biden and his son Hillary and her team, they all know they will go to jail if they lose the Ukrainian war. So to save their asses, they need some victory, and Ukraine is not that victory, is not suitable for that, while China, Taiwan is too risky, they're not going to do a war there. So they chose to destroy Palestinians instead, and Hamas is part of the plan of moving Israel to the land of Ukraine. Basically, the war in Israel and Ukraine, this FSB correspondent said that is one. It's just not two, but one. Israel and Ukraine are one war. The Zionists want to have a bigger land far away from Iran and other Muslim countries, so the Ukrainian territory was chosen to relocate Jews there after the destruction of Israel in the past 18 months. About 500,000 Ukrainians have died. The war in the war, 3.5 million Ukrainians migrated to Europe and 2.5 million to Russia. So in total, the population has been reduced by 6.5 million in Ukraine. The population of Israel is 9.3 million. So the war in Ukraine will be over in 2025 with another 3 million to die. Then the new Khazaria will be built on the spoiled blood in Ukraine, and all the Zionists from Israel can migrate to Ukraine and build the new Khazaria. Well, this will not be allowed to happen. The UN Security Council had an emergency meeting about the attack, and even though they did not issue a statement, they agreed Israel did not have a justification for the war. The reason the attack was staged at this time is because the Khazarian mafia laundering via Ukraine has been cut off. The Khazarian mafia were hoping to use Gaza show, the theater, to get sympathy money to buy time until 2025, when they're planning to stage some sort of horrific atrocity, MI6 sources say. Another reason Netanyahu rushed the attack was because Iranian intelligence scored a major coup. Iranian intelligence sources informed us that confidential information of Netanyahu's office was in the hands of the Iranians. As part of their intelligence hoard, they obtained a list of personal information and pictures of Netanyahu's opponents that they kept, that he kept with him, including these other groups in the local area, that local area, the sources say. We have also obtained special information from the list of foreign journalists who received bribes from Netanyahu's office. This list includes European, American, and Israeli journalists. All the special information and amounts that they have received are stated in this dossier, this file. All the personal pictures and confidential files were removed from Netanyahu's office through an electronic memory and are now with Iran's security institutions and will be published, they added. So Netanyahu had to scramble. Netanyahu needed to fake an emergency in order to anoint himself as God King of Israel before this embarrassing information leaked and became widely known. The real question, of course, is why that mass murderer, yet Netanyahu, is in charge of Israel instead of being in jail or in hell where he belongs. Another bit of embarrassing information is that Hamas is claiming Ukraine sold them weapons, U.S. funded, that were used to attack against Israel. So our United States weapons that came from Ukraine to help Hamas launch the attacks, those rockets were all U.S. rockets that came from Ukraine. Then for some reason, they are putting out the story about $6 billion that went to Iran and was then used to fund the attacks on Israel. That's fake news. Since the fake coup in Russia by Prigozhin, also a $6 billion show, it was a good bet to predict that there would be one more $6 billion show in the near future to complete the satanic 666 number the Khazarian Mafia loves so much. They just love that 666, which is basically a sacred number in numerology, but they take all our good stuff and make it bad stuff as their plans. Regardless of all that, now that the big Hamas performance has ended in failure, there has been a lot of backpedaling by the Israelis. Just as this today's show is coming live, for example, we were sent a video showing the attack had been staged like a movie, complete with demolition, controlled demolition buildings, and complete with theater stage, people getting shot, but it's all fake. We also got contacted by an Israeli whistleblower who told us their entire Iron Dome anti-missile defense was a fraud. Israeli scientist and award-winning security expert Dr. Moti Shefer says today there is no missile which can intercept other missiles or rocket-propelled grenades, and the Iron dome is a light audio show system which blocks Israeli public opinion and, of course, itself. In fact, all the explosions that we have seen in the atmosphere are self-destruction. The Iron Dome did not launch any rocket that could intercept at least one missile fired from Gaza. So the Israelis are trying to say it was all fake, at least this whistleblower is. Unfortunately, their track record shows they do not have the real mass murder along with the theatrics. Next, the corporate propaganda press in the West started coming out with crocodile tears, you know, feel sorry for the Palestinian stories, and coupled with calls with a two-state solution and blah, blah, blah. The real motive for this call is try to derail the deal Gulf monarchies like Saudi Arabia are reaching to fund the U.S. military in exchange for protection. This deal involves Israeli absorbing the Palestinians into the Israeli state, and doing so would cut off the big money laundry of aid for Palestine that the Qatari mafia has been using for years. And speaking about money laundering, Ukrainian officials are now starting to release exact bribe numbers received by U.S. officials as kickbacks for Ukrainian aid. But back home, we note that former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy allegedly got $42 million. This would explain why he betrayed fellow Republicans and allowed the Washington, D.C. circus to finance itself for another 45 days. I guess the Washington, D.C. clowns were hoping the Hamas show would then fool the world into letting the whole farce continue even longer. This is another Ukraine angle that is just starting to emerge, and that is about cocaine. Russian President Vladimir Putin says the FSB, you know, Russian Secret Service, found 5 kilos of cocaine along with 10 billion rubles during an investigation into a plane crash that killed top Wagner commanders. Recall that Wagner chief Prigozhin, death cult partner, Vladimir Luzinski, is famous for his cocaine use. They then recall that another supporter of Ukraine genocide, Justin Trudeau, Canada, is also found with large amounts of cocaine in his plane in a recent G20 meeting in India. Cocaine from South America has been one of the main sources of income for the Nazis since the end of World War II. The former head of MI6 told us that Khazarian Mafia Nazis bought 1,000 miles of coastland in Patagonia where they planned to hide out after they destroy the North American hemisphere and North Hemisphere altogether in an all-out nuclear war. That war is now planned for 2025, multiple sources agree. This is why cutting off money laundering via Ukraine and shutting down the U.S. corporation before then is so important. The Ukraine has definitely been cut off. The U.S. Congress has ended all new funding for Ukraine. Then the U.K. government followed by announcing it would no longer send arms or money to the Luzinski regime. Next in line came Poland with their government also cutting the criminal state off from money of Ukraine. Another Ukrainian neighbor, Slovakia, joined the club by putting pro-Russian Prime Minister Robert Fico, Populist Party, back into power, vowing to stop sending weapons to Ukraine. Finally, the Nazi EU, the European Union, is also forced to admit it could no longer support the criminal regime that is Ukraine. This prompted Putin to declare that Ukraine will only last a week without foreign aid. The last place to support the mass murdering criminal Luzinski is his fellow mass murderer, Justin Trudeau of Canada. He is now expected to not last long either. The man is so hated he cannot appear in public in Canada without being attacked. He is also flaunting his corruption. We see him wink at the new Speaker of the House at the Canadian Parliament to see what a creep Zelensky's wife is, and Zelensky's wife knows exactly what kind of corruption, the slaughter of innocent men and trafficking of innocent children and other monstrosities her husband's been involved with, and she knows it's coming to an end, and they will pay the ultimate price, Mossad source comments. By the way, Alenia recently spent $1.1 million in a single shopping spree at Cartier, according to Polish intelligence. So this is apparently where at least some of the aid to Ukraine is going. This information was leaked out after she had a Cartier employee fired for having a bad attitude, the sources say. It's already game over for Zelensky. Where will he go and where will he hide? There's about 90% chance he will have an accident. He's already been tossed under the bus, the Mossad source says. This is a similar chance for the U.S. corporation itself, and it will get tossed under the bus. The numbers say it all. When we see the charts, all, you know, the debt ceiling is already encroached and surpassed $342 trillion, up $275 billion in just one day. Financial institutions are also mathematically doomed. U.S. Treasury bonds with maturities 10 to 30 years have fallen respectively by 46% to 53% since March of 2020. This sort of loss explains why just four banks, J.P. Morgan, Chase Bank, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and Citibank accounted for $4.18 trillion of uninsured deposits, and I'll have more details when we return from these messages.
It's no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
That things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. check in every Thursday night for the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show.
Studio A, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at the number one listener-supported radio station, Revolution Radio.
The Secret Kindergarten is here for the young children of the world. The best program on the radio for kids, dealing with the most important topics in the whole universe. Fairy tales, music and movement, numbers, plants, animals, fun, colors, insects. Take care and cast your ears out to catch a story from the world of other young things. Reach out, up, under, and over. Sing a song. Talk about feelings. Just remember the magic word. The magic word is no. Step on into the Secret Kindergarten. Saturdays, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Revolution Radio.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's hyphen, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to The Master Survivor Beyond PhD, and I'm Dr. Johnny. Okay, I was just going over our financial crisis. Everybody knows we're in a financial crisis. But you know, these banks, you know, own the Federal Reserve Board and the U.S. Treasury, and this might explain why their headquarters are now covered up in white plastic there in Washington, D.C. Oh, yeah. The financial crisis is also affecting Main Street. U.S. commercial Chapter 11 bankruptcies have gone up 61% in the last, the first 9 months of 2023, according to EPO Bankruptcy, which provides U.S. bankruptcy filing data. No wonder the fake Joe Biden is no longer even pretending to be president, as you can see on this exchange. I watched this video, and the journalist asked him, "What's your advice on the next to the next House Speaker?" And Joe Biden answered him, saying, "That's above my pay grade." He said, "He's telling you he's an actor without even telling you." Of course, going bankrupt is the least of the worries for the families that own the U.S. corporation. Getting hanged is their real worry. For example, according to Russian President Vladimir Putin, Klaus Schwab Rothschild is a globalist terrorist who is holding humanity hostage. During his speech at Sochi, he warned the days of this elite are outnumbered. He says he's going to hunt down Klaus Schwab and hang him. In the U.S., Senator Rand Paul says that Anthony Fauci should be in prison for being a traitor. This is all too kind, the corpses of thousands of children killed by Anthony Fauci in illegal medical experiments have been uncovered in Hawthorne, New York, strengthening the case to have the former NIH director charged with crimes against humanity and crimes against children. It's not just Fauci. Russian government spokesman says Coca-Cola company is implicated in the purchase of children from Ukraine. That's Coca-Cola. That's what the Russians are saying. They also claim that black market organ harvesting has taken place on a large scale in Ukraine. All deep state minions will be publicly exposed and prosecuted. Mass murder by vaccine, will the crime be, you know, most likely? You know, that's their big crime, is the mass murder by vaccines, and they're all getting executed. Here's a fraction of the evidence for this. Official data released by Canada's own government says that 74% of triple vaccinated Canadians now have vaccine-acquired immune deficiency syndrome, VaxAIDS. Yes, that's AIDS caused by the vaccine. That's 74% of the people who have three shots in Canada are getting AIDS, compared to the natural immune system of their unvaccinated counterparts. The data reveals that the double vaccinated population across Canada now lost on an average of 73% of their immunity response capability. The triple vaccination population across Canada has now lost an average of 74% of their immunity capability. So much damage has now been done that the figures show double vaccinated population are on average 3.8 times more likely to be infected with COVID-19 and 3.3 times more likely to die of COVID-19 than the unvaccinated population, the expose reports. In UK as well, 92% of deaths were due to COVID-19 in 2022 was among the triple vaccinated. 92% of those deaths were the triple vaccinated in UK. They said there's COVID deaths, but really those people were vaccinated. The data is available everywhere. You can get it. Russia is also involved. Sputnik V vaccines with a substance other than one tested were delivered in Slovakia. The Russian fund is of the opinion that Slovaks had no right to test the vaccines in laboratories that are not part of the official European Union facilities. Now it turns out the elite themselves were not taking the vaccine. They were forcing on everybody else. This has been proven in New Zealand and elsewhere. Now the WHO, the World Health Organization terrorist boss, Tedros, who says he did not take the vaccine, congratulate the Nobel Prize winners whose mRNA technology has enabled safe and effective injections against COVID. They got a Nobel Prize. He's going to regret those words, and that the Nobel Committee will be held responsible for rewarding a mass murderer. Many are already trying to weasel their way out of the responsibility. The Biden administration is rewriting history of the COVID-19. This was last week, the head of OSHA claimed that we didn't demand that anyone be fired despite issuing worker vaccine mandates for 84 million Americans that was struck down by the Supreme Court. They're scared. Oh, so much backpedaling going on. They are slippery eels trying to wiggle their way out of the noose which awaits them. We won't forget. They will all hang. You can be sure of it that the Kazarian Mafia will try some horrific stunt to avoid justice. one stunt is sure to involve all those military-age men that they smuggled into the United States and Europe through the southern border. I watched a video with an Uber guy, and he says middle-aged male migrant told him he is a soldier whose salary is paid by the United Nations. He was given a credit card and ID and told to live in the U.S. and wait for further instructions. Next, we should look closely at all the invaders found in Europe recently. They all have the same clothes and shoes, all brand new. None of them paid for their boat trip passage to Europe. It's all financed directly by the United Nations via NGOs. So not only do we have an open border, they have an open borders there in Europe as well. These men need to be rounded up and placed in detention centers before they get their UN further instructions. The other thing is the Khazaria Mafia is threatening the world with their weather and earthquake weapons. We have been informed a high-energy neutrino device in Antarctica caused three major earthquakes on October 6th and 7th. Maybe somebody should remind the Khazaria Mafia that nuclear weapons can reach Antarctica. There is much that I cannot report, but I keep an eye on all these public arrests and resignations of very senior people and try to bring it to you, to this show. If you see the likes of Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab being paraded in handcuffs in front of the cameras, you will know justice is being finally done. And right now, I want to switch gears a little bit. So many people have been asking me about med beds. Where are they? And what's going on? You used to talk about them all the time, Johnny. And, you know, why don't you talk about it anymore? And blah, blah, blah. So I wanted to visit with you on something never brought on the show, and that's the information and technology from Jarrett Rahn. And Jarrett Rahn is developing a med bed called the Celestial Chamber that he claims will be revolutionary in bringing people back to good health and early, you know, younger age, you know, and so forth. I don't know anything about this technology. I just know by his claims, and he's got some big claims. I personally like Jarrett. He's a good, I've known about him for many, many years, but I'm just going to tell you what he's saying, and I'm going to report right now about what he says for, you know, just a few minutes here, maybe a little bit longer. But anyway, holographic medical pods, he says, that the secret space programs utilize in their medical base will be available soon, according to Jarrett Rahn. He says medbed technology has been suppressed and hidden from the public for a long, long time. Fortunately, due to the planetary shift from three dimension to five dimension happening at this time and the increasing demand for transparency by the human collective consciousness, an increasing number of courageous people are coming forward to disclose what they know and has been hidden for decades, even centuries, and most likely for thousands of years. He's talking about Dr. Johnny, and two of these courageous souls are Ileana, the Star Traveler, her internet name, and Jarrett Rahn. So Ileana wrote information on the holographic medical pods from her personal experience as a secret space program asset on Mars. I did a complete 3.5-hour medbed review with her and James Rink, and the video recording is on my website. 3.5 hours reviewing the medbeds and the technology, including Jarrett Rahn's medbed. Her information is also posted on several articles. Jarrett is highly intelligent and knowledgeable and has been working with a global transition for decades and has information about these medical devices and many other topics the general public is not aware of, including but not limited to this off-world ET technology gifts to humanity, like the quantum financial computer system, anti-gravity propulsion, and replicators, as well as med beds. According to Jarrett Rand, he says, "I'm not an attorney, not a financial advisor, not a wellness expert. I've been in one way or another, shape or form, involved with the entire global transition for 36 years, he says. I've lost countless friends. I've been shot at, poisoned, just about everything you can think of. My attitude is we have nothing to lose and everything to gain." And when I've talked to Jarrett in exchanges, I said, "Welcome to my world." He said, "Welcome to my world." So I know what he's gone up against. A lot of us know each other and have not come across in person, but we keep in touch, and maybe once in a while on occasion, but the compartmentalization is absolutely huge and necessary. A lot of times the right hand does not know what the left hand's doing, especially in the military environment. Is that a positive? Well, maybe in some ways it is, says Jarrett. In other ways it's not. We have a wonderful group of human beings that have collaborated and worked together for a long, long time. Jarrett says his family has been in the U.S. since 1624, long before it became the United States in 1776. Do the math, and that's over 394 years. He even gives us a clue to cross-reference his identity and family if we're ever so inclined to take the trouble to discover it. He says to look at Charleston, a suburb of Boston, Massachusetts. There's a cemetery in the town. Actually, there's more than one cemetery, but one cemetery, the main lock of the gate, is the name of John Rand. Research reveals that there was a John Rand Sr. that lived in Charleston, Massachusetts, Bay Colony, British Colonial America, from 1664 to 1737. Thomas Rand, whose family was from Essex, England, lived in the colony about 1626 to 1683. Charleston is a historic waterfront neighborhood community originally settled by a group of pilgrims or Puritans. The settlement increased in size to about 20,000 people during what was known as the Great Migration from 1620 to 1640. They came in family groups rather than as isolated individuals, and were motivated chiefly by a quest for freedom to practice their Puritan religion. Charleston is the oldest neighborhood in Boston, incorporated as a town in 1628 and incorporated as a city in 1847. Charleston Peninsula was the site of the first key Revolutionary War battle, the Battle of Bunker Hill. Now, A Bunker Hill monument was erected there on June 17, 1775. Jarrett talks about high-profile issues impacting humanity's 3D to 5D transition, the Great Awakening into the Unity Consciousness Ascension, and the Great Shift, and the event considered to be the greatest evolutionary event in human history. He says his mission is benevolent to help educate the general public about what has been hidden from them, who and where they and what they really are and where we are going. Jarrett has the most in-depth knowledge on holographic medical beds, and I will be happy to share that with you now. He says med-bed pods in Tesla chambers, and Trump on June 14th said that the nation within a year's time or so is so almost all hospital procedures will be obsolete. And Dr. Johnny will tell you right now that every city will have many of these medical beds, Tesla chambers, capable of healing and repairing DNA along with curing all ailments. So we have age regression up to about 30 years. No more cancer, no more autism, no more fibromyalgia, no more no need for vaccines, no more Alzheimer's, no more joint pain, no more deficiencies. Proof is in the executive orders that Trump has signed. Medbeds have been have the ability to regrow organs that are missing, such as a gallbladder, kidney, or lymph nodes, etc., through the use of light spectrums and frequency. Holographic medical pods or medbeds are automated stations where a medical expert healer selects the type of procedure to be done from the computer database, and then the patient lies down in the pod or the bed, and the machine performs the medical operation or procedure. Then the lasers close up points of entry from where the procedure was done. And these types of holographical med beds, medical pods or beds, have been features such as airtight operating shield, comfortable limb restraints, a laser scalpel, a laser mirror arms, and light spray anesthesia and vital sign sensors. All of these features are mounted in adjustable titanium base. The medical pods or beds allow users to diagnose, treat, and perform a wide variety of surgical procedures with ultrafine laser incisions that are guided by 3D anatomical scanning. The 3D scanning has refractory lenses that take live scans of the body in order to do various medical procedures. Now, we have also the tachyon energy and plasma energy med beds, which these Dr. Johnny is going to have in his clinic very soon, definitely before the end of 2024, and possibly before the end of 2023. We'll have to see how things go, because the tachyon energy and plasma energy med beds are available today. But there's three types of med beds: the holographic medical beds, the regenerative medical beds, which regenerate tissue and body parts empowered by a different source, and reatomization med beds, which is like Jarrett's going to make with the cosmic celestial chamber, that within 2 or 3 minutes will regenerate the whole human body head to toe. What does this advanced technology mean for an 80-year-old woman? Well, she could be 30 years old again in less than 3 minutes, 50 years peeled off her life. Now she can have children again if she chooses. She could have a new family if she wants. It looks like that the medical technology is a perpetual fountain of youth. The medical beds looks at the body and corrects imperfections. The technology's been around for quite some time. It's not something out of the clear blue sky. It's just kept secret from the human race for a long time. Now, just to let you know that Dr. Johnny is on the list to be trained for a technician training for these medical beds by the U.S. military, okay? Precisely the Space Force. The technology of the med beds is not from planet Earth. It is not human-created technology. It is a technology that's been given to humanity by off-world ETs. A med bed is based on tachyon particle energy and plasma, plasmatic energy. The soil, the atmosphere, the water, everything is plasma energy. Everything in the universe is plasma energy. It's different form through vibrational frequency. Now, to be zero in on exactly what each one is, what they do, the tachyon healing chamber, the Palladians, and other cosmic civilizations of light use tachyons as basic sources of energy, as a hyperdrive energy source for their spaceships by creating hyperspace wormholes for healing, information transmission, and for other purposes. The tachyon belt that represents the border between entropic and syntropic universe is now surrounding our planet. High energy cosmic rays enter the solar system from interstellar space and carry tachyons with them. Some of these tachyons reach the surface of our planet through a hyperdimensional wormhole that we have created with a quartz oscillator crystal aboard the Genesis 2 spacecraft, and these tachyons could be utilized in our tachyon healing chamber that we have developed in cooperation with the Palladians. I'm speaking from the Space Force right now. This special tachyon chamber enables the arrival of tachyons from higher dimensions in the physical matter. Tachyons have an extraordinary healing and harmonizing effect. They can harmonize completely all energy fields that are a result of gravity, electromagnetism, and weak nuclear force. This reflects practically in multitude of ways. Tachyon energy harmonizes and enlivens the energy matrix, which shapes all matter and thus also our mental, emotional, and etheric and physical bodies. All this affects greatly our physical health and well-being since it harmonizes all electromagnetic emissions. It also is an excellent protection against all forms of electromagnetic smog. The healing session inside the tachyon chamber takes about 25 minutes and has irreversible positive effects on all aspects of our being. The Palladian tachyon healing chamber is custom made according to your specifications and can be used as the most advanced healing technology for spas and healing centers. We have, a planetary network of tachyon healing chambers is being built. And, of course, with the full Master Survivor program and the premium consultation, you can soon schedule your tachyon healing session. Now, I hope that I can get this before the end of the year, but, hey, time's running out. I'm not holding my breath, but we're getting close. We're getting real close, folks. When it comes to explaining how the Master Survivor program works, most people are not interested to hear how the body healing takes place. They just want that quick fix, a pill for their ill, that instant gratification. They have been programmed all their life to just be slaves and not think for themselves. Most of these people, these sheep, live in a mainstream matrix. They don't want the red pill. They just want a cure for their illness and get rid of their pain. But if they're awake and have deeper issues and they really need extra help, we can get it all done. So to get it, you have to provide that third level of wellness called the Master Survivor Premium Consultation. You go to themastersurvivor.com and scroll down and click on the Master Survivor program. One is the HTMA, hair tissue mineral analysis. Number two is a total gut restoration program or kit. And number three is the Master Survivor program premium consultation. The ones that are on premium consultation, I will get in the med beds first. Here, I work with the patient for 2 years to make sure we eliminate all the imbalances they have and keep their body strong enough to dump toxins faster than they come in. Therefore, we monitor your biochemistry every 6 months to make sure we get the right foods with many of the ancient Greek methods of food and preparation in order to keep the microbiome strong and provide the correct ratio of minerals in your cells. Then the cells do all the work. I want my patients to be in control of their body, their mind, and their health. Just like Hippocrates said, true life, good life, is homeostasis. When you live this life of homeostasis or balance, you never get sick again. That's what it's like being a master survivor. Miraculous healing technology in the form of medical healing pods are coming, and the first to get it are going to be my patients who are on the premium consultation. So you got to go to themastersurvivor.com, themastersurvivor.com, scroll down to Master Survivor Program, and you'll see number one is the hair tissue mineral analysis. That's the place to start to be my patient. Number two is a total gut restoration kit, and number three is a Master Survivor premium consultation kit where you work with Dr. Johnny, and you pay for that with your credit card, $360, and Dr. Johnny worked with you for 2 years, but you got to do number one and number two to be a Master Survivor and be in part of the Master Survivor premium consultation. So I've got patients on the premium consultation. They are on my list to get to the healing pods, because we have to remember what we came from. The old ways of control, slavery, and domination are soon over, and they are being recognized as the obsession for tyranny, and that it really is. Whether it is to taunt us and tax us for everything we do, or falsely provide healing in hospitals where they always use destructive forces of chemical drugs, surgery, or radiation. This industry either cuts the body with surgery and organ removal, or poisons the body with drugs and vaccines, or worse yet, they burn the body using radiation. In short, their methods are directly opposed to life. This mainstream procedure creates death. You're just, going to die an earlier death. But meanwhile, on your way to the grave, they're picking your pocket every step of the way. Many people are finally realizing that vaccines and pharmaceuticals in general are not designed to get you well. They are there to make a profit and reduce the population. Just look at what the mainstream pushes as such wonders to improve life. Look at nuclear energy. Look at fossil fuels. Look at chemotherapy. Look at irradiation of our foods. Just look at the vaccines. When you really look at all these industries with a critical eye, you are overwhelmed by the fact that all these technological developments are not there to improve health or our lives. They are there to make a profit and have you go to the grave much earlier than you normally would do. They are to depopulate the planet. The days of sickness and suffering will soon be over, because the med beds, because at the right time, the military will roll out the holographic med beds and will effectively destroy Big Pharma depopulation agenda. Yes, Dr. Johnny's on the technician training list. There are several types coming out and soon be available. Dr. Johnny, with his lab network of contacts and working with the people, are about to bring out the multi-million-dollar holographic med beds for regrowing limbs that will soon be available for public use. You can always contact Dr. Johnny, themastersurvivor.com, and leave me a note. Just click the blue consultation tab and send me a note wanting more information. I already know about the different ones coming out, and this is not science fiction or reality. On this initial opening phase, the companies are Medtronic and Foxconn are in joint venture to get the holographic med beds in mass production. Those are the companies. Look them up. Medtronics and Foxconn are in a joint venture to get the holographic med beds, working with the Space Force to get the med beds in mass production. Soon they will not only be in every state in the U.S., but in over 209 countries in the world. And right now, the U.S. military, specifically the Navy, has been shipping a few of them out to the Caribbean and South America. This first phase was to help the children and soldiers that have suffered from abuse in the underground tunnels where they were rescued. These children and women and soldiers have had injuries from attack or abuse and need help right away. The technicians and med beds have been shipped to Haiti, Puerto Rico, Peru, Uruguay, Argentina, and there are three specific types of med beds. And I told you a little bit about them, and I'm already, going into and about this. The technologies from the secret space program are coming out, as well as the free energy devices, tachyon energy healing, and the anti-gravity, plus the holographic med beds. Now, folks, I just want to tell you that time's of an essence, and I'm sure everybody's heard. I've already told you about the med beds. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm just going to tell you that there's been some other developments that just occurred in the last 24 hours. And I think it's good that you know that the White Hats are working on your behalf 24/7, trying to get everything ready. Because until we get rid of these criminals, folks, we can't get the med beds here. That's the holdup, okay? These criminals out there are holding this up, and we're still arresting them. They're trying to split our military. They're trying to divide our country. They're trying to create a civil war. They're trying to create World War III. And just this past Wednesday, U.S. Marines captured a deep state Army National Guard base and killed its commanding officer in what my source in General Eric Smith's office called a measured response to Saturday's assault on Marine Corps logistic base in Albany, Georgia, which left over a dozen Marines dead and twice that number wounded, and almost all that are hospitalized, so they're seriously wounded. General Smith, my source said, discreetly picked the target after confirming that several dead enemies belong to the California Army National Guard's 160 Infantry Regiment at Camp San Luis Obispo, primarily a military academy for training Californian and other Western states' National Guard units. It comprises of nearly 15,000 acres of land in Camp Luis Obispo, County, near the central coast of California. According to the base's website, it has accommodations for up to 1,500 officers and 15,000 enlisted men, but those figures reflect occupancy during World War II. Between 1984 and 2021, it housed approximately 3,750 troops, VIPs, and contractors. In 2012, a man named Hussein Obama sought to filch the 1,500 acres for his fledging FEMA youth camps and Yes We Can inner city youth brigade, white, Black Lives Matter, etc. But for whatever reason, these evils never materialized, at least not at the Camp San Luis Obispo. Still, it underwent an anomalous transition in late 2021 between Christmas and New Year's Day. Lloyd Austin's Defense Department quietly evacuated the base, citing a tremendous COVID-19 outbreak and blaming one unvaccinated soldier as the vector. It would take months, Austin said, to cleanse the base of COVID-19 particulates. Strange things happened that week. Leadership shuffling, midnight transfer orders. Soldiers were told to pack up and depart immediately for reassignment. Despite the alleged epidemic, no soldier leaving was tested for COVID-19, which is phenomenal considering the administration's obsessing for testing and vaccination and boosting every arm in the armed forces. Austin either fabricated or exaggerated the crisis. Fumigators never arrived, and troops returned to the base on January 3, 2022, but not the soldiers who had fled a week earlier. It was as though they had been raptured and replaced with officers and enlisted loyal to Joseph Biden and Lloyd Austin. This power shift coincided with Gavin Newsom's military tribunal at Guantanamo Bay, you know, January 3rd, 2022, when Gavin Newsom hung from a rope. We don't see a connection, just a happenstance. What has happened was the cabal suffering entire post with loyalists installing commanders Lloyd Austin handpicked. They are massing and centralizing assets after Saturday's bloodbath. We knew where they came from, the feds and the guardsmen, my source said. Some prisoners who survived the attack in Albany, Georgia, confessed under duress to follow Lieutenant Colonel Thomas Booth, San Luis Obispo's acting garrison commander, orders, after being told that Marine Corps traitors refused to acknowledge Biden's presidency had commandeered the Albany attack with plans to use it as a staging area to attack Democrat voters. They told all their forces that made that attack that White Hats were using the Albany complex as a staging area to attack Democrat voters in the 2024 election. They claimed their objective was to capture the base on behalf of the Department of Defense, and they denied accusations of being sent to liberate deep state prisoners from the Albany holding pen. My source said the survivors told small truths to conceal significant lies. The attack was directly related to releasing those prisoners. Everything else was false. Although not mentioning by my source, Dr. Johnny believes the strike on Albany may have been a retaliation for the arrest of Lieutenant Colonel Brian Keels, who oversaw both Camp Roberts and Camp San Luis Obispo before the Army CID investigators apprehended him on suspicion of treason in September. Three stories accepted were the FBI agents training alongside guardsmen. Christopher Wray twice visited the base in June, and Lieutenant Colonel Booth ordering the assault on Albany. General Smith and his advisors took the issue under advisement, and, well, they didn't mess around on this one. They had a ton of Marines itching for action less than 300 miles away at Pendleton. A few platoons had just gotten home from the Maui operation and were on some R&R, rest and relaxation, but they wanted to return to the fight. The issue was, do you launch a massive attack or just go after the leadership? Based on interrogations, they were around 1,500 to 3,000 people at San Luis Obispo. Different prisoners gave different answers. What we lacked in C3, a military term for intelligence, command, control, and communications, we made up for in determination and gusto and skill, my source said. On Tuesday night, 800 Marines had arrived at San Luis Obispo County and erected an encampment and a mobile command center in the bureaucratic Irish Hills Nature Reserve. If required, more would arrive via helicopters and Ospreys. Leadership imposed strict rules of engagement. The main goal was to take Lieutenant Colonel Booth and his senior staff alive, if possible, to stand trial for treason, not wantonly slaughter guardsmen naive of Booth's agenda or whom the deep state had led astray. In spite of what went down Saturday, there was a decision, not a consensus, that they deserved a second chance, you know, a switch of sides, for lack of a better way of phrasing it. Colonel Booth, he said, get Booth fire if fired upon and prevent anyone from escaping. Those were the orders. He would not say how 800 Marines arrived in the county undetected or how they blended in ahead of setting up camp. Marines want to live, fight, and die in uniform. The nature of the war seems to mean subterfuge or camouflage. We're not authorized to say if they were dressed as civilians or wore wigs or anything like that, my source revealed. Four companies surrounded the base, each one taking a different compass direction, while two scout sniper platoons prepared to ingress and retrieve Booth, who, according to recent intel, would be asleep with his on-post home. Meanwhile, communication electronic specialists rallied and readied cell phone jammers to inhibit anyone on base from dialing out or deploying jammers that would disrupt military radio transmissions. The Marines, my source said, relied on publicly available GMRS frequencies during the incursion. The scout sniper platoons used non-lethal force paralysis darts to subdue four armed guardsmen patrolling the outside of Booth's residence. Elsewhere, not everything went as planned. An undisciplined Marine, part of the strike team, search for other high-ranking officers on base, strolled into sleepy barracks and unleashed a stream of fire upon dozen guardsmen asleep in their bunks, shouting, get some now, this is for Eric, as he reloaded and racked the charging handle and fired again and again. Eric, I learned later, was this Marine's familiar brother, a fellow Marine, and he died to deep staters in Maui. Chaos ensued as Marines dragged their grief-stricken brother from the bloody barracks. 40 to 50 guardsmen engaged them in open fire, depressing triggers and firing as fast as they could, but no Marine was hit amid the turmoil. Guardsmen didn't realize that the magazines they were slapping in the magazine wells were loaded with blanks. In the dark and 15 yards away, Marines had no immediate way of knowing that the guardsmen were firing live ammunition. The guardsmen looked at one another in hopeless stupidity as they toppled like dominoes from incoming white hat bullets. 600 Marines stormed the base, some on foot and others in armed Hummers, toppled the squad automatic weapons Mark 19 grenade launchers. My source said it was Marines versus guardsmen, house to house, building to building, urban warfare style. Screeching alarms fell suddenly silent when a Marine infiltration team sabotaged and booby-trapped the power grid, plunging the base into darkness until backups tripped with a hazy crimson glow illuminated critical areas as Marines and guardsmen on the streets engage in gunfire. The scout sniper team surged in Booth's house and found him and a male junior officer who apparently had been lying in bed together, hurriedly dressed for battle. The junior officer reached for a pistol on the bedstand, was shot at once in the head. By order of General Smith and the power of the U.S. Constitution, we're going to order every man under your command to cease fire and stand down, a Marine told Booth, who had leaned over to hold the dead man's hand. And if I refuse, said Booth, you'll die right now as a traitor, the Marine said. All these men, you'll be killing them too. The Marines resorted power to the base's public address system and commanded Booth to give the order. Booth said he would obey to save lives, not out of cowardice. He keyed the microphone and blurted out, "Fight, fight, fight to the last man," he said. He was too shot in the face and died a traitor's death. A senior Marine on the battlefield, a battered, toughened major, was escorted around and the fiercest fighting to the command center and made his own announcement over the PA system. He implored the guardsmen that any feds among them that lay down their arms and surrender, lest they become war casualties. No man had to die, he said, and promised to treat all prisoners of war humanly, he said, humanely. He said reinforcements of 5,000 devil dogs will arrive within an hour, quicker than the enemy could summon its own cavalry to the scene. Your colonel's dead. Your selfish prick is all too happy for you to die with him. Think of yourselves, your fellow men, and your families. Cease all hostilities, and no harm will come your way, the major said over the loudspeaker. The skirmishes dwindled. The gunfire faded. The guardsmen surrendered to the Marines and were confined to quarters until further notice. Burial details collected the dead, and the Marines fortified the perimeter. General Smith, my source said, sent a message to Lloyd Austin informing him that the Constitutionalist faction of the U.S. military now controlled San Luis Obispo base, and that any attempt to retake it or assault any White Hat base would be interpreted as a further act of war and carry dire consequences. The prisoners' fate are yet to be determined, my source said. We would prefer to have extracted Booth alive. I don't know if we'll hold San Luis Obispo for a long term. There's no strategic value. When asked about the Marine who triggered the gunfight, he said he died in the fight. So just know, folks, we'll get those med beds, but we got to get rid of these enemy forces, these satanic forces trying to split us apart here in America. Remember what I told you about the Illuminati's plan for three world wars. In the Third World War, the factions would split apart these freedom and Christian-loving communities, and then the final war would take over, it would destroy the world, and because between the I want the med beds just as fast as you do, but we got to get rid of these deep staters, and they, you know, as part of the Illuminati's plans, they plan to bunk the Zionists against the Christians to destroy each other, as well as the Muslims to destroy all that, and then they would take over the world. That was back in 1871, and basically they're sticking to that plan, folks. They're sticking to that plan. So I tell you what, the White Hats have gone after a listening post. It's been eavesdropping on communications with Fort Bragg as they hunted down for rogue FBI agents allegedly involved in child trafficking ring. These listening posts, as White Hats call them, are conspicuously, you know, in storefronts and laundromats and donut shops. Now that's our new hunt, because the deep state has got these listening posts that they're keeping track of white hat activity. And I'm just telling you that as soon as we get rid of all these thugs, these Satanists, and they are Satanists, we're going to have our med beds. Remember, getting your body and your mind under your control is the most important way to avoid medical tyranny, or any kind of tyranny for that matter. The Master Survivor Program uses only foundational beneficial treatments. Everything I use has been tested, and I know it works for over 40 years of experience. We get back to the basics as Hippocrates outlined 2,000 years ago, where food is our medicine, medicine's our food, and Dr. Johnny has taken this a step further as he applies the same ancient Greek remedies that were backed by laboratory testing. This ancient Greek health wisdom backed by modern laboratory science, if that is what you want and you're ready to start the best natural health journey available today and you want to be part of the med beds, well, the first thing to do is become a Master Survivor. Go to my website, themastersurvivor.com, and click on the Master Survivor program. Scroll down, see the three laboratory therapies that you can get. It's right there, number one, number two, and number three. Number one is the information about the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis. Number two is the information about the 3 R's total the gut restoration kit. And with over 40 years of research, it's the most comprehensive rejuvenation program on the planet. Number three is to get your Master Survivor Program premium consultation, where Dr. Johnny works with you for over 2 years. And you will be the first one to get the med beds if you're a Master Survivor Premium Consultation patient of Dr. Johnny. If that's what you want, and you're ready to start the best natural health journey available today, then just go to my website, themastersurvivor.com, and click on the Master Survivor Program. Or you can contact me right there on the website, themastersurvivor.com. Click on the blue consultation tab and send me a note, and it comes right to my email box, and you can contact Dr. Johnny direct and become a Master Survivor today. Have a good week, everybody. Dr. Johnny, over and out.
Now that you see how blatantly the midterms have been stolen, how many other times have you been played? The Green New Deal, the pandemic and the vax, Sandy Hook and the courts, the missing gas chambers, bio and chem labs in Ukraine, Bill Binney, Catherine Horton, Nick Kohlerstrom, Ole Damegard, Tina Pollard-Sachs, and many more. You don't want to miss my third annual False Flags and Conspiracy Virtual Conference, 3 to 4 December 2022. 24 speakers, 26 presentations. Check it out at jameshfetzer.org. This one is for history.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Don't miss the Crip Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.